So we are privileged to have one of our partners. The Detroit Regional Chamber is obviously the business voice for Southeast Michigan and gets involved in a lot of big issues in the state. But today we have the leader of the and president CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, Jim Holcomb. Thanks for coming, Jim.
Oh, thanks for having me. Appreciate the partnership and the collaboration, but appreciate being here today.
Well, let's just jump right into it because it's a big day, and you've seen a few of these State of the State addresses.
Just a couple.
Just a couple. We won't say how many. A couple's a good way to put it. And you've been with the chamber a long time, working on Michigan's economic competitiveness, and now you're the CEO. What do you want to hear tonight?
What I want to hear is some plans about how we're going to grow Michigan, how we're going to really address problems, how we're going to do it in a collaborative way, not in a partisan way, and really have some details. I think it's hard for any governor in the last 2 years of a second term. It's hard to make sure you keep that momentum going, and you really don't even have 2 years. You really have maybe 1 year, because then the legislature is breaking off and they're getting elected. So I'm hopeful we're going to hear some talk about roads. I want to hear a little bit about education and how we're going to raise scores. And I want to hear how we're going to deal with the talent and workforce issues we have. We need to be economically competitive in Michigan. It's a race for jobs, and we think we can win it. And with collaboration, I think it could be positive. I think just as important, though, is what I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear attacks on business. I don't want to hear some of the rhetoric that business doesn't pay their fair share or that business is an impediment to growth. I think the job providers in this state are providing for families, they're building communities, they're strengthening our state, and I want to figure out how we make sure we support and keep them going forward, because that's going to be a collaborative approach of business, government, and the general citizens. It's going to make Michigan stronger for all.
Thank you.
So, Jim, what are the top concerns and issues that you're hearing from the Michigan Chamber members?
Roads, roads, roads is up there. Talent, workforce attraction, you know, 1 and 1A. And I think they go hand in hand. And we need to make sure that we have such a skilled workforce. We got to make sure we're training these people and giving them the opportunities to deploy properly into the workforce. And I think that's where the education system comes in. There are a lot of kids that after graduating high school, we need to make sure they're workforce ready. And we need to make sure, do they need a community college? Do they need a university? Do they need to go in the trades? Our trades are a wonderful strength here in Michigan. We need to make sure we're providing a good steady stream of kids who are ready to go in and become that apprentice and have a really good career helping rebuild Michigan.
That's come up a few times today, this pathways, and what we talk about the rankings that we're in. And one of the things my staff hears me talk about this all the time, mm-hmm. Michigan is 58th in the country in the ratio of counselors to students. We're not working on behalf of our students on mental health issues, but on career pathway issues too. So something that I agree with you on that. But when you look at the economy, there's a lot of talk about economic development and how we're competitive. And there's actually been quite a bit of debate about what we should be investing in economic development. Where do you stand on that?
On that, we just want to make sure it's transparent. We're happy to have the debate, and we think it's good. And I think you have a lot of people on both sides of the issue on economic development. Some understand it, some don't. There are a lot of minutia when you're putting these together, and I think there's common ground there, and that's where I'm hopeful the legislature does. I just want full, open, transparent debates so we can figure out how are we going to prioritize the resources we have. Before we go to the taxpayers and say, hey, send more money to Lansing, let's just make sure we're using what we have efficiently and effectively, and the best way to do that is through transparency.
Our guest is Jim Holcomb, President and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Jim, it's been quite a 3 or 4 month period here since November. We've had some acrimonious lame duck session in December, and it's just been crazy. And then the legislature was able to barely get past a sick time and tipped wage legislation just before the deadline. Yep. So what do you think the state of state government is?
I think the state of state government is improving, and I'm optimistic. I think what we saw through lame duck, it certainly was acrimonious, but you saw them come together. The you can kind of keep reshuffling the deck, and we had new people come in, and some people termed out. But what we saw is progress. And when you have leadership, and I give a lot of credit to Speaker Hall and to Eric Nesbitt and the governor, people coming together saying, hey, we need some meaningful changes here, and how are we going to do this? And they found a way to work across party lines to do it. And the governor being the head of the Democratic Party, and again, working with Speaker Hall, I take that as a positive. I don't want to focus on the negatives, because we can have a lot of disagreements. But usually out of disagreements, you can find where you do agree, and let's focus on that.
Well, let's hope we can continue that momentum then. It sounds like, you know, I'm encouraged by your optimism, let's just say.
I think we have to be optimistic. I think the business community, we have to model that. We have to be good participants and model optimism and help bring other people along.
I agree.
So let's take it to the other capital for a second. We knew there was going to be a lot of change with the Trump administration.
Yep.
That was clear. But I don't know if we knew about the velocity of the change that was going to come at us. And one of the issues that we're wrestling with here in Michigan and other economies are as well is the tariff situation. Mm-hmm. What are you telling your members? What are you hearing from your members?
What I'm hearing from my members, we've talked about this often, they said, let's wait and see what actually happens.
Right.
And I think you see from the speed of action on whether it's DOGE or what's going on in departments, or I know they passed a budget bill in the House last night. It's about waiting to see what is negotiation rhetoric and what actually is policy. And so we're just kind of standing by because we aren't integral in those negotiations with the president and leaders of foreign countries. So we're going to wait and see what happens. But there certainly is concern. And I think what we want, just as you well know, for the business community, we need stability. So what we need to have is a decision made, implemented, and we can all address it and move forward. But we need that stability. And the sooner we can get past all the concern about what is going to happen and actually have a plan, I think it's beneficial.
Right.
Back to your concern of the membership about roads. Mm-hmm. What do you look for here then in the next couple of months, let's say? I mean, what type of milestones would you like to see us clear that we could get after this vexing problem that's been troubling our state for a long, long time?
Yeah, I'm hopeful that as we gear up into the governor presented her budget, the governor put out a roads plan, the speaker put out a roads plan. I'm hopeful that the appropriations process is going to help us drive that, because, again, it comes down to transparency. We can all talk about it here in Lansing and people can vote, but if we don't convince the public of what's happening is good, it's going to be hard. And we need to do that sales job, and the best way to do that is through legislative hearings and transparency and saying, you know, we need to make sure, as I said earlier, that we're using the current resources efficiently before we ask for more. About the only thing that I would say from the business community that is an absolute non-starter for us is an increase in the corporate income tax. 87% of that, those taxes levied hit small businesses, people with less than 100 employees. We need to make sure we aren't hurting Main Street as we try to pave it.
That drive the economy, no
Absolutely.
Question about it. Back to the state of the state, John Selleck mentioned that a lot of times it's an address for the bubble, so to speak, mm-hmm. in Lansing. But, you know, with social media and the way that information gets disseminated and distributed these days, that's not maybe necessarily true. So what is in it for the people, and are they listening? Obviously, you convey to your businesses what you hear and what mm-hmm. they hear, but what about the people of Michigan?
Yeah, I think it sometimes can be conveyed as just being in a bubble, but I don't think it has to be. I think if we all reach out and we're all disseminating it, I think the governor's a wonderful speaker. If she makes it her point that she's going to reach the general citizenry, she can, and it's going to be interviews like this, so I appreciate you guys talking about it. It's going to be the follow-up interviews in the press that helps us get the message out.
Thanks, Jim, for being with us.
Thank you so much for being with us. Next up, we've got Senator Kevin Hertel, and you're listening to Focus on WJR.